This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, we're now at the midway point of this week's transmissions. It is the 19th already of November 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Boy, the crimes of Lyndon Baines Johnson have been getting exposed on this show. I hold Lyndon Baines Johnson and Robert McNamara responsible for the USS Liberty attack of 1967. They were clearly involved in it, trying to sink it under Operation Northwoods to be blamed on Egypt. The hitmen being used were the Israelis. But we have LBJ's former lawyer, the father of the White House press secretary, joining us in about 30 minutes to talk about LBJ bragging to people. We've had his mistress on about 8 years ago. She's dead now. Had her on several times. The admitted mistress of LBJ, had an illegitimate son by him who died of cancer in midlife. She's going to be joining us. Well, he's going to be joining us, and she did join us, but we're going to be talking to the White House press secretary's daddy, LBJ's lawyer, who says the government killed JFK. Now, I haven't seen The Men Who Killed Kennedy, the new version of it. I've seen the old version of it. Last night, I was at the TV studio, and they had it on in one of the edit bays, and I watched about 10 minutes of it. It was amazing. It's a 3-hour special. Again, I saw 10 minutes of it. And I was talking to folks who have seen it. I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of calls, a lot of faxes about it. They've been airing it every day this week. I'm told it's going to air again tonight and through the weekend, the anniversary of JFK's murder in downtown Dallas at Dealey Plaza. And supposedly this film comes right out with the secret meeting with LBJ and all the big bankers and people there, and how they bragged about how they were going to kill him the next day. So it's really coming out. Why is it coming out? Well, because 84% in big polls was 80% just a few years ago. Now it's 84% believe the government had a hand in killing Kennedy. And so when they get up on the news, and when Tucker Carlson on CNN, every other show, at least when I watch him, talks about grassy knoll conspiracy theories and, oh, all these kooks, they're talking about the majority of us. We know the facts. We know they're liars. And so they're now basically having to admit all of this. How is this going to affect things? Because they know when it hits 80-plus percent, it'll be 90% before you know it. And there might be that 2% out there that still say the world is flat. We say it's round. We're right. We don't care what you say. And one day very soon, already about half the people I talk to believe the government carried out 9/11. Only 1 out of 30 callers disagree with it on talk radio, on interviews I do on a daily basis. So in that case, it's 90-plus percent. But here in this country, people are one day going to know the government did 9/11. You can kill whoever you want. You can whack researchers. You can arrest people. You can try whatever you want. We're all going to know you carried 9/11 out. Guaranteed. No matter what you pull or what you try, the facts are already out quicker than they came out on JFK with more hardcore evidence times 100. It's over for you. And go ahead, get more desperate, carry out more terror, government. It ain't going to work for you. Not going to happen. Same thing with vaccines. Now coming out that it's killing the troops, that the vaccines they're giving people are causing diseases. All mainstream news today. A bunch of other financial news. It's a very big show lined up for you. So stay with us, and we'll go into news for 25 minutes or so. Well, on the other side of the break, 23 minutes, 22 minutes. And then we'll get LBJ's former lawyer on, talk about LBJ having Kennedy killed. You might want to stay with us for that. I don't know. And of course, I have the Associated Press here and Times of London, you name it, talking about this interview we're about to have.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this first hour of global transmission. A former lawyer of Lyndon B. Johnson says in a book his boss was behind the Kennedy assassination conspiracy. That's the Straits Times headline. Again, I have the Times of London, Associated Press, Washington Post here in front of me. He's the father of the White House press secretary right now. Here is yet another JFK conspiracy theory. LBJ did it. Well, that's what we've always said. It's not a conspiracy theory. The latest claim by a respected member of the former Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson's legal team comes as America marks the 40th anniversary this week of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Again, he'll be joining us in about 20 minutes. It is the latest in a never-ending chain of theories in a whodunit that continues to grip the American consciousness even after the passing of so many decades. Whodunit? People get confused because the evidence shows the mafia was there. The evidence shows that the Secret Service knew and was ordered off the car to protect him. The public knows that bullets don't change directions three times. That if somebody's shot in the back of the head, their head goes forward, it doesn't go backwards. If you're shot in the back of the head, the front of the head blows off, not the back of the head. They know that Dallas police arrested big old military-looking men behind the grassy knoll with rifles, and that was all covered up. And so you hear about CIA operatives like Oswald, who was admitted CIA, deep cover, went to the Soviet Union, went to Cuba, went all over the place. They know that it had Cubans involved in it, right-wing Cubans. People know that the military was involved. People go, well, wow, how are all these groups involved? Who did it then? Is it the Mafia? Is it the CIA? Is it the Army? Is it LBJ? Well, how do you think organized crime works, folks? Why do you think J. Edgar Hoover, in the mid-1950s, got up on national TV and said before Congress, there is no Mafia, there is no La Cosa Nostra? That's like saying there is no sun that comes up in the morning, because he was controlling much of it for the federal government. The real Mafia is run by the government. They'll bust a little low-level pimp, occasionally, and talk about, ooh, how powerful the mob is and how scary they are. They'll go after some tiny drug cartel who wasn't paying their cut into the New York Stock Exchange publicly, and they'll go after them with a military invasion or a hit. This is what they do. I mean, John Gotti, folks, and I've talked to folks, people in and around New York, media people. I mean, Gotti was just a loudmouth street thug who took over some New York operations of the Italian mob. The biggest mob is the WASP mob, folks. The WASP mob, the Dixie Mafia in the South and the East Coast, Connecticut and New England and Rhode Island mob, they're the people that founded the universities. They're the people that own the ships that trafficked the opium for hundreds of years. They're the people that own the big banks. They're the people that run the CIA. They're the real mafia, and their foot soldiers wear U.S. Army uniforms. They got thousands of assassins. But again, Hollywood gives you this image. So what did they do at Dallas? Now I'll get into a bunch of other news. We got the guests coming up. Well, it's simple. It's classic CIA operations. If you know anything about the CIA, all over the Third World, all over the Eastern Europe, all over Western Europe, all over the Mediterranean, going back to World War II, they would use the Italian, they would use the Sicilian, they would use the Greek mafia, because they had control of local officials and police. They had assassins on the ground. They knew the lay of the land. That's what the CIA has always done. So in the case of killing Kennedy, they had some U.S. government snipers there. We even know their names. They had some Italian hitmen there, and they had good old freelancers like, one of the little Hollywood stars' daddies, who was there, and he's in federal prison right now for shooting a judge at 400 yards with a .243 in the neck. He's in Beaumont right now in federal prison. So we're going to go over all that later. So they had all different types of people there, and this is plausible deniability. This is how they operate. People say, well, was it the Texas oil men? Was it LBJ? Was it the East Coast elites? Folks, they were all in that room in Dallas. They were all there the night before. All these famous people. And there's a lot of witnesses they haven't killed to this. So how embarrassing to have the White House press secretary's daddy, LBJ's lawyer, saying all of this now. It's really, really interesting to have this going on. And so we'll be talking about that. New evidence in JFK assassination compels LBJ attorney Barr McLennan, again, that's the father of the White House press secretary, to demand release of documents. McLennan, former attorney for Lyndon Baines Johnson, petitioned support of the Senate Judiciary Committee and Department of Justice to investigate new evidence and to release all documents in JFK assassination case. Yeah, 40 years later, they were set to be released in 2012. Bush, one of his first actions when he got into office in 2001 in January 24th, almost 3 years ago, one of his first actions was to back that up to 2034. So we're not going to wait 40 years. We're going to have to wait 70 years. 70 years. Yeah, that sounds real reasonable. Let's not release all these documents. Think about it. And, of course, the Hollywood person I was talking about, whose daddy was one of the assassins, is Woody Harrelson. His father, Charles Harrelson, is in federal prison down in Beaumont for shooting a judge at 400 yards with a .243 in the neck. It's a nice shot. And he's a well-known assassin. Funny, I remember interviewing LBJ's mistress 8 years ago when she talked about how he was at the party and how they'd go out to the golf club here in Austin, or they'd go to the country clubs up in Dallas, and she remembers having to bring in little packages at the shooting range, how he was out getting ready for things. It was just a big joke around here, folks. And according to people inside the system, it was Harrelson that did the big headbuster from behind the grassy knoll. Of course, Kennedy had a lot of the evidence shows at least 10 bullet holes in him. The car was full of holes. So, and of course, the Zapruder film was edited. Large portions of that were cut out as well. This is the reality, folks. This is what's going on in your country. And by the way, I have a Dallas Times Herald article, which was then bought out by the Dallas Morning News, I guess back in the late 70s. But I have the 1963 news article from the next day, and it shows Harrelson, a handsome man in his big trench coat, being arrested by police. He was later released under orders of the head detective. He was making his way through the train yards with his little rifle that blew the president's head off, basically. But again, truth is stranger than fiction. And he's in, again, federal prison right now for murdering a judge under mafia control. And according to the people that knew him, he killed somebody every couple months for the CIA, for the mob. He was a specialist with a rifle. Of course, a veteran in his own right. So this is the type of stuff we deal with here. And so we've got Mr. McLennan coming on the show here in a few minutes. Here's some of the other news. Dollar falls to fresh low against the euro. This is out of the Financial Times of London. The dollar fell to a record low against the euro on Tuesday as data showing sharply weaker capital flows prompted new fears over the funding of the U.S. current account deficit. Treasury figures showed net capital inflows into the U.S. fell from about $50 billion in August to $4.2 billion in September, the lowest since the near collapse and bailout of the long-term capital management hedge fund rattled markets in 98. The euro rose 2 cents to $1.19 against the dollar, beating its previous lifetime high of 1.1933 set in May. And it's actually gone above that during off-hour trading. I think it's gone up to, what, $1.22 against the dollar. They only count what happens during our normal hours of trading. The data raised fears that the U.S. may have difficulties funding its current account deficit, which ran at about $46 billion a month in the first half of the year. Funny, $46 billion is just about our monthly trade deficit with China. It's $44 billion now a month with them, folks. The trade deficit is like $300-something billion now total, over 100-plus billion now with Mexico. By the way, the numbers show we had $1 billion trade surplus before NAFTA went in, and they're meeting right now. They have a basic police state going in Miami, going after protesters, got the armored vehicles all over the place. 40 police agencies in Miami right now. When we get back, U.S. soldiers' death is tied to vaccines, Washington Post. You didn't hear it from me. Of course, you did hear it from me for years, but here it is in the Washington Post. Another one here, out of Nature, the big scientific journal. Polio vaccine may spawn diseases. And of all groups, the Liberal Village Voice is saying that
Terry Schiavo isn't in a coma, and there may be foul play involved, but she shouldn't be killed. But the neocons are saying that she should be killed. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we got Barr McLennan, LBJ's personal lawyer, father of the White House press secretary, going public about the assassination of JFK and his boss, LBJ, bragging about having him killed. It's a good thing Mr. McLennan's speaking out, because having this type of knowledge is very dangerous for your health. And not speaking out, once you put the info out, you're a lot safer. Coming up, U.S. soldiers' death tied to vaccines. Before I do that, I do want to invite you to get my videos. I have made 8 full-length feature documentary films. I've
covered it in the book. I published another book. I carry some other great books by wonderful authors. You need to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse all the great items we've got because they're very informative. They're waking people up, and secondarily, they support this broadcast and what we're doing. Now, if you want to learn about the New World Order's latest plans and a lot of solutions and see some riveting speeches and interviews and news clips and documents, you want to get Matrix of Evil, my 10th film, 2 hours, 10 minutes long, $25.95. Watch the trailer for it at InfoWars.com. If you get three or more of any of my 10 videos, they drop down to $20 a piece from $25.95. That's a big discount, an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount when you get four tapes and so on. My book is only $12, over 200 pages, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny about government-sponsored terror and September 11th and the police state, very important. Order Out of Chaos is the best book in existence that I've seen covering government-sponsored terror and a bunch of key issues of British-sponsored terror and U.S.-sponsored terror and a lot more. It's $20, $19.95. Get a second copy when you buy one for $11.95. These are all excellent. If you haven't gotten any of my videos, you need to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny first. Then you need to get Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. We also have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove from when I snuck in there 3 years ago and caught the world leaders involved in satanic rituals. That's now admitted mainstream news, by the way, that I got the footage. This is admitted. They admit I got the footage. It's not debatable. You need to see the video. InfoWars.com to order or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action and make the order today. And by the way, nobody else does this except for maybe Pastor Butch. Get my videos. You can make copies of them for nonprofit, non-for-sale purposes. Put them on Access TV. Get them out to people. I'm in the business of waking people up. That's my payday. That's my thrill, is defending against the New World Order. All right, into the news here. Washington Post. U.S. soldiers' death is tied to vaccines. A 22-year-old female soldier who died last spring after getting multiple vaccines, including the one against smallpox, succumbed to an immune system disease apparently triggered by the immunization. They always report on these shows individually. They always report in these news articles, and we cover them individually, I should say. Well, folks, it's thousands of troops that have died. Thousands of troops that have died from the vaccines in the last two Gulf Wars. That is the conclusion of a panel of experts reviewing the military's experience with smallpox vaccine, which has been given to about 515,000 troops in the past year. The second panel believes that vaccination possibility caused the young woman's death. The woman received smallpox, typhoid, anthrax, hepatitis B, and measles, mumps, rubella vaccine on March 12th. Who wouldn't die getting all that? I mean, they tell you not to take all these vaccines at once, but the Army just does it. Even if the vaccines weren't really bad for you, all of them together is, on April 4th, she died of lung complications caused by an acute attack of the autoimmune disease lupus. She'd never shown symptoms, but analysis of two blood samples stored in the military's 30 million sample repository showed that she had abnormalities associated with lumps, lupus, as far back as 98. The vaccinations apparently triggered a first flare of lupus, which an Army official, Colonel John D. Rabenstein, said it had been observed a few times in civilians. Neither panel cited a specific vaccine as the cause. And it goes on to say that the big government advisory committee on immunization practices and Armed Forces Epidemiology Board said the evidence strongly favors the theory that vaccination led to the death. But again, they say it's just the exception. Oh, yeah, they're now saying that the big NBC reporter died from his shot. A bunch of people dropped dead. Here's another one out of the Journal of Nature. Big prestigious report, polio vaccine may spawn disease. Full of cancer virus. Oh, the new stuff is too. Why? In fact, they're finding cancer viruses and other nasties in vaccines that aren't even involved, that aren't produced from animal tissue. I don't know why it's showing up. But your doctor will look at you like you've got 14 heads when you don't want to vaccinate your children. People are ignorant. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A good healthy heart is serious business. It's well known that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in America today, a cause that in a lot of cases could have been prevented. Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to help improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite drops and capsules may increase metabolism and heart muscle tissue, regulate heart rhythm, and improve oxygen and blood flow to the heart. Your healthy heart is up to you. The first step to a healthy heart starts with Cardivite. Call toll-free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowerhour.com for more information. Do your heart and body right with Cardivite. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, folks. We're now 33 minutes into the first hour of this show, blasting out coast to coast on the AM and FM dial and at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Coming up this weekend is the 40th anniversary of the assassination of one of our greatest presidents, John F. Kennedy. Later, of course, his brother and Martin Luther King were killed, and the evidence shows by the same gaggle of individuals in the military-industrial complex. The father, the White House press secretary, who himself was a lawyer to LBJ from right here in Texas, is Barr McClellan. And he is joining us from New York today, and he's got a new book out. We're honored, so honored, to have him spend some time with us from his hotel room in New York City. Barr, good to have you on the show, sir.
I'm honored to join you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm kind of down here in your old stomping ground of Austin.
I did do a lot of stomping around there over the years. College on the way through to heading for Houston back in 1982.
Sir, tell us a little bit about yourself, your relation. I mean, I have the Associated Press, the Washington Post here, the bombshell you dropped about a month ago about LBJ and the assassination of JFK. I've had LBJ's former mistress on. I've had a lot of the witnesses on. Their stories all are identical to yours. Can you first tell us a little bit about yourself and then why you've gone public?
Sure. I was an attorney in Austin for many years with the Clark Thomas Law Firm, and we did the representation for Lyndon Johnson. Ed Clark was the only man he Lyndon Johnson trusted, and Don Thomas was the business attorney. I was an attorney with them and did a lot of work in that area from 1966 until Johnson's death, and even afterwards it continued. I left the firm in 1978 over an ethical dispute, have since moved on, and am now finishing up this book. The book is finished, it's out, and I'm telling the story.
Now, let's go over what the book covers. I mean, your book, according to press reports, I have not gotten the book yet. No, though I was told a copy is being sent to me by your publicist. The bombshell that you've dropped is that LBJ had bragged to people that he was behind the assassination.
Well, he knew that there was an assassination. He never himself said that he was behind the assassination of John Kennedy, but in the law firm, there was plenty of talk along those lines, and the word I first heard in 1966 was that Ed Clark was behind the assassination, and later this was confirmed in 1973.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of people. I'm talking about that whole power structure, the meeting in Dallas the night before. We've had the witnesses on who said that he bragged that, you know, he'll never bother me again. He'll be dead tomorrow, but go over who Mr. Clark is for those that don't know.
Clark was known as the boss of Texas as early as 1949. He practiced law there and had a deal with the judges where the judges would either would rule for him in close cases, which meant all cases, and if he wanted to talk to him, he always had access. In turn, he took care of him with benefits of all kinds in all sorts of different ways. He was practicing law in Austin as early as 1934. It's a little-known fact that he joined the Army, and in 1942, when the war was going badly for us, he was stealing money from the quartermaster, for which he was kicked out of the Army. Somehow he survived that and gained the power he had. This power continued, and the book has the exhibits laying this out, with Johnson saying, "You're the only man I trust. I have, you know, deeply indebted to you." But the main thing it shows is how they had a conspiracy as early as 1949, where in Clark's own handwriting he says, "We're going to take care of this man for good, and we have this debt problem that we got to go along with." And Johnson the next day writes back and said, "We know the risk you're taking, and we'll see that you're protected." It lays out the basic arrangement they had up through past the assassination. And that's really the heart of the book. 68 exhibits, all showing what went on during the Johnson-Clark years, and taking through to the fingerprints that put one of Johnson's hitmen, Mack Wallace, on the sixth floor in Dallas, and the cover-up, which is also part of the crime. 68 exhibits tell the story.
Well, again, we're talking to Barr McClellan. His son, of course, is the White House press secretary right now as well, and that's caused quite a furor in the press. Barr, I mean, specifically, and again, folks really should get the book, but specifically, the evidence of and how this evidence surfaced, obviously, as LBJ's lawyer for you, how this surfaced and exactly what they were doing, how the operation was carried out from the evidence you have.
Well, what I have, it shows Johnson's involvement in a crime where a federal agent was murdered on June 3rd of 1961. A grand jury looked into the crime a number of years later and would have indicted Johnson for that murder. The point there was Johnson in 1960 had all the motivations to be president. He'd been de facto president, but had lost out to this young upstart named John Kennedy. And Johnson was also in trouble with this murder. He was facing serious problems.
Can we have particulars of the murder, please?
Yes, the particulars are Billy Saul Estes had been working with the Department of Agriculture, getting a lot of money. Some of that money was going to Johnson. But he'd gotten in trouble, Estes. And Henry Marshall was investigating the financing. They sent, Johnson and Estes sent Mack Wallace, who had killed before for Johnson, to visit Henry Marshall, and on June 3rd, 1961, up in Robertson County, Marshall was killed. He was beat up. Carbon monoxide poisoning was apparently tried, and then he was shot five times in the side with a bolt-action rifle. Because of Clark's control of the justice system in Texas, the ruling was suicide. That was reversed by the grand jury later, and they would have indicted Johnson if he'd still been around.
Now, the hitman you just talked about, I remember his name being brought up by LBJ's mistress as well, about how he was constantly around him,
how if somebody went out with this guy's girlfriend, he'd go after him. Just incredible.
Well, he was there, but he was kept pretty much undercover. He was sent out to California to give him perfect cover and brought back as needed. He always had a phone number in Dallas where he could be reached. And he was tied very closely to the assassination by an eyewitness who was supposed to be one of the other patsies in the assassination. He wrote a book came out on what Lloyd Factor saw of Mack Wallace on the sixth floor. We got the fingerprint putting Mack Wallace on the sixth floor. And as you mentioned, Madeline Brown said he was there, and Billy Saul Estes has said he was there. So we have eyewitnesses, we have fingerprints, and we have a crime scene that shows how it was done.
Now, again, Madeline Brown is the mistress at the party with all the big Texas elite, some of the East Coast elite, basically a planning meeting with LBJ there.
It's basically what it boiled down to. When the power structure gets together, they are above it all, and they really don't have to get into the details, but they knew what was going on, and they were behind Johnson, Clark, Wallace, and that's how, and that happened that day before.
Right when the assassination took place, how long did it take you to become aware as LBJ's lawyer of all this going on?
Well, I mentioned first to me in 66. I really didn't believe it at the time. In 73, it was pretty well confirmed to me by Don Thomas. I think it was a good bit of denial on my part.
Now tell folks who Don Thomas is.
Don Thomas was the business lawyer for Lyndon Johnson and knew as much about the business as anyone. He was the other partner with Clark. They were the two men, really, that took care of Johnson's affairs.
From the people you talked to who were there at the party and the things that, any particulars you'd like to bring forward for the listeners?
No, I wasn't there. I have a good idea of how it was done because Clark had this way of talking insider knowledge, and he would give out the information that something really big was going to happen, and he had the support of the people for what that was. There was no specific saying of how it was going to be carried out. But as insider's knowledge, he's good at doing that. Given
yeah, that's what Brown said. She said they were all just laughing and giggling and saying, boy, we're on the high road now. He won't bother us after tomorrow. Ha, ha, ha.
There was a great deal of pleasure. There were many people who were very unhappy with John Kennedy and were looking forward to seeing him gone.
And then now it's even coming out. I'm told I haven't seen it yet on the new Discovery Channel and History Channel shows they're airing with them bragging that... going over the radio, we got him, right after they blew his head off.
These things were all reported and have been there, and they are on the History Channel. It's got a three-part series on the men who killed Kennedy, and that's all being presented.
Yeah, I haven't seen that report yet. I mean, obviously, everybody's calling me about it and telling me about it. Have you seen it?
Well, I was taped for a good part of it for a couple of days. I have not seen it myself because it started while we were up here on a press conference, and I just haven't picked it up yet.
No, I know the feeling of being so busy you can't even watch TV. I'm gonna try to watch it tonight. I'm told it's re-airing. Look, this is such a big story. You're right, on the inside of all this. And again, you're quoted in the press as saying that you talked to people in and around Johnson who were saying, "Oh yeah, he talked about it." What do the listeners need to know, and why is the story so important?
Well, as laid out in the book, Johnson really got things started when he turned over the Secret Service policy manual for the protection of the president to Ed Clark while he was still vice president. In effect, he gave him the business, the master plan for protecting the president. That got Clark started. He could bring Wallace back into the picture. Wallace, we know, through other witnesses, recruited shooters to do the job, including Oswald. We've traced Oswald into the Clark camp through three different sources, and we know that Wallace and Oswald had a practice shot to General Edwin Walker up in Dallas in March of that year. So all this has been traced back and presented and takes us right up to the assassination day itself, where the crime scene, once you analyze it and knowing this conspiracy was behind it, you see exactly what happened. And I've laid that out in the book, of course.
And for those listening to us, from the evidence you have, what happened that day in a nutshell?
What happened was Wallace showed up with Oswald. Oswald took the first shot. Wallace took the second shot. Oswald got in a third shot. And a man was over on the grassy knoll area, and he took the fatal shot. We know how Wallace got away because we know how Oswald got away. Wallace was ready to leave in an instant, and he did. Oswald saw he'd been duped, he'd become a patsy all of a sudden, and he took off the same way.
Now, I've been told by former NSA people, by Brown, the mistress, and by others, and I have the Dallas Times-Herald photo of them taking him into custody. We know he was behind the knoll. From your research, was it Harrelson who took the headshot?
We have not been able to make that identification yet. We have several good suspects, but we don't have the kind of evidence we have for Wallace, where we've got fingerprints and eyewitnesses that were there. So we haven't made that identification yet. I hope the book will bring out some people who can help, and we are seeing some of that happen right now. We are getting people coming through.
I know Harrelson will not give interviews, Father Woody Harrelson. He's in federal prison for killing a judge at 400 yards with a .243.
That's right, and he is inaccessible as far as I know.
Well, he's kept his mouth shut, and his family's been certainly rewarded. It's all just absolutely amazing. Sir, and again, we're talking to Barb McClellan. He is a former lawyer, personal lawyer for LBJ. His son is the White House press secretary right now. Sir, you incredible courage coming forward. Number one, have you been threatened in conjunction with this this expose? And number two, why is this all coming out now with the History Channel and Discovery Channel and huge exposés coming right out with LBJ being involved? I mean, this is amazing.
Well, it is, and to answer the first question, I haven't been threatened, but a couple of people working with me have had at least some questionable events come up. As far as why it's coming out now, of course, the 40th anniversary is one big reason. I wasn't able to get it all together and present it in book form until now, but I first started talking about it in 1984 when I put it in an affidavit in Texas courts, and it's been around for that long. It took until 1992 when I had an agent that was interested in the book. We had to do a lot of research to get the prints together, to get all the other exhibits that are in the book. And then we had to present it to the government. And that was really the toughest time I had, because this is going on in the real world, and I had to let the Kennedy family know that this had been done and that we were bringing it out. We had to do that.
What did the Kennedy family say to you?
Well, we didn't expect an answer. They typically don't. It was a courtesy more than anything. We've had since a call indicating that what went on in Dallas is correct from the Kennedy side of the family.
Well, I'm told that JFK Jr. was about to use his magazine to expose this. Had you heard that?
I've heard it, but I don't know anything about that. I just don't know.
I understand. Obviously, the Warren Commission, the Congress, they all work together with the president to cover this up, to take away the car, to have it refurbished. To have it rebuilt, to have all the bullet holes covered up. I mean, the cover-up goes on and on. So how does this tie in to the military-industrial complex?
Well, what it ties into is a cover-up that was set in place immediately. It started with the first meeting of the Warren Commission. It started with J. Edgar Hoover when he assured everyone there was one lone nut. That, and some of that's in the book, showing how Clark's hand is there, keeping Ruby quiet and making sure the FBI didn't get investigated for its mistakes. How this all ties in is at the time there was this general feeling that John Kennedy was trying too hard to compromise things with the Soviet Union. There were strong people who wanted to keep up a strong defense and not show any signs of weakness.
General L.L. Lemitzer was fired by Kennedy when he wanted to carry out terrorist attacks to be blamed on Cuba.
And this was all going on, and there was a lot of unhappiness. And you got to remember now, Big Oil had plenty of money, and a lot of that had gone into the military-industrial complex, and Big Oil did not like John Kennedy. While they were willing to work closely with Lyndon Johnson, I mean, after all, he'd been their lobbyist on the floor of the Senate while he was there, they were really unhappy with John Kennedy. So when Clark talks to him about having to do something there, he got support.
Well, you focus in a lot on Clark, but, I mean, again, obviously, he's just one of the super gophers on the ground.
Well, he was the top man. He was what was called in some quarters a super lawyer. He was the boss of Texas, according to Reader's Digest, as early as 49. He was running the state, and he had the trust of these men in power, and he could bring them together and keep them together and make sure the cover-up worked. And
well, by super gopher, I mean kind of a Henry Kissinger to the elite.
It really was, and when you say elite, you're really talking the elite. These were the top guys, and you very seldom get to see how they really operate.
Well, let's name them Hunt and...
Well, you had Big Oil in Dallas, and Big Oil there was Clint Murchison himself, and you had Hunt, and you had a couple others, D.B. Dryhole Bird, he was called, and he owned the Texas School Book Depository. Fort Worth picked up a few. These men were the men who were multimillionaires in the 50s and became billionaires in the 60s under Johnson's helping them out. So they got their money. They were happy. and these were the guys. You can also pick up the military industrial complex in Dallas. Like I say, it was pretty well financed by big oil. And then you can go down to Houston and see the other friends that Johnson had down there, and you can follow Clark as he talks to these different groups, and that's laid out in the book.
How do folks get the book and the name of the book?
It's available about everywhere. The name of the book is Blood, Money, and Power, How LBJ Killed JFK, and you can get it on the net also.
Well, sir, I know you're very busy. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
I'll be glad to.
Fantastic. Do you have an idea how long you can stay with us?
I think I've got another 30 minutes or so. So
that's fantastic.
Far away.
Well, that's great. Let's come back and get into some more evidence and whatever key issues you'd like to cover. And then I'd like to open the phones up because we have listeners from upstate New York to California to Austin, Texas, who would like to talk with you. Is taking calls okay?
Sure.
All right, folks, your chance to talk to Barr McClellan, a incredible individual, LBJ's personal lawyer, father of the White House press secretary. I mean, he's risked a lot going public here, and this is incredible info. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's all about this with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do this show back from 9 to midnight Central Time with a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central. Again, going out on the AM and FM dial from Austin, Texas to Kansas City to Pensacola, Florida, radiating out on Global Shortwave as well, and the Internet at InfoWars.com. Millions of people waking up to the reality. Now, coming up in the next 20 minutes, You know, he's going to be with us for this segment in 20 minutes into the next hour. Next hour, we'll go straight to the loaded phone lines that instantly filled when we gave the number out to talk to Barr McClellan, a personal lawyer to LBJ, blowing the whistle about the elements in and out of the government assassinating him 40 years ago. Well, just a few days short of 40 years ago. Barr, when I mentioned to you that the military-industrial complex, LLM, and Sir Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff had a terror plan, I have the ABC News, the Baltimore Sun articles where, and this came out before 9/11, that there was a U.S. government plan to hijack jets and crash them, bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks, blow up ships, blame it on Cuba as a pretext to start World War III. Now, that's mainstream news. It says that Lemitzer became enraged at Kennedy. He fired him. Now even Frontline on PBS admits that's why Kennedy wanted to get rid of the CIA, get us out of Vietnam. He'd been a hawk before that. Correct me if I'm wrong. And when I mentioned government-sponsored terror, you said that's right. Can you elaborate on your understanding of this, or are you aware of Northwoods?
No, I'm not. And there, one big reason is that some of that evidence is still being withheld. That's one of the key questions that we still have ongoing right now, is we need to get this evidence out. Yesterday at a press conference at the National Press Club, I made another strong call for that. There's a lot of that going on now. But the details are there, and we need to see them. I can't tell you what they are because I haven't seen them, and my different approach here is I knew what was going on back home, back in Austin, Texas, where the national media and the rest of the public didn't really know what was happening. The military and their activities that you just mentioned are not something I'm familiar enough with to comment on.
I understand, but in your years of research, have you come upon those links? Because I'm telling you, there's so many documents, there's a lot I haven't seen. A lot of this is public, and I guess you just haven't come across it yet.
Well, I know there's a lot out there, but like I say, some of these key ones, like the special committee to advise the president, those records just haven't been disclosed, and that's probably where you
really
know.
I'm just telling you, though, that we know that there were arguments that the Joint Chiefs were mad at him. We know that happened. You're saying the particulars of those meetings are still secret.
Yes, but we do know that. Oh, yes, there was this real unhappiness with John Kennedy on the part of the power structure that had been so happy with Dwight Eisenhower. John Kennedy, was trying to make peace. He was promoting it in several important ways, and the military didn't like it. But the people that really backed the military, these power structures, were opposed to it also, and they deal in a very subtle way with life, and they know the fundamentals that they want to see there. They don't have to worry so much about Vietnam as they have to worry about being really prepared to fight any fight and being ready to do it.
Well, absolutely. I will, during another break, get your mailing address. I'm going to send you Northwoods and ABC and Baltimore Sun, but I have the document, sir, where they wanted Kennedy to blow up ships, blow up planes, and blame it on Cuba. That is now public, sir.
Very good.
Will that be helpful to you?
Oh, yeah. I think this all fits into what I can tell you was going on in this inner sanctum, where Johnson and Clark would meet out at the LBJ ranch in a very secluded place where they could talk privately and not be overheard, not a chance.
Unbelievable. This is such an incredible interview, Mr. McClellan. We're so honored to have you. We're going to break here for 1 minute, come back, and go straight to calls. And anytime you want to jump in with an issue or a piece of information, do it, sir. We're going to have you again for another 20 minutes into the next hour. Two more segments, folks, and we'll go straight to your calls when we get back. Again, the name of the book, sir.
The name of the book is Blood, Money, and Power: How LBJ Killed JFK, and I've got to get you one.
Blood, Money, and Power. I'm told your publicist is sending me one, sir. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing...